Phone hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Forrest Gump to my Lieutenant Dan, Nick Capper.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you do basically not have legs. Oh, like, yeah. You do have thin...
Because they're chicken legs?
Yeah, thin all little right. Tiny legs.
So. You really flipped the handicap around on me there.
Yeah. And you are quite, bitter at the world. So, that suits perfectly.
It does check out, yeah. If you were to say life is like a box of chocolates, how would you finish that off?
I don't know. You're always going to get some kind of disease. Life is like a box of chocolates. You know, you're going to get some kind of disease.
Is that?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's true. You're always going to get a disease.
All right. I thought being from the country, you were going to say you can't trust the dark ones.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Well, I mean, you kept saying that before we put the recording button on. And it made us feel uncomfortable, didn't it?
Off mic, you were.
Yeah. We've got friend of the show who probably hasn't listened to the show who hasn't even been a guest, but a friend, no doubt, Mr. James Masters.
Hey. Oh, hey, guys. Actually, you're right. I did my due diligence and I listened to an episode of the show last week or something, the most recent one, I think. And it was just you two.
Oh, that wasn't
and
good
you
one.
Were, and you said, you know, we can't get a fucking guest to save our lives. They're all the good ones are taken.
Yeah.
And then like a day later, I just get this message from Mike, hey, you want to do the podcast? So, perfect.
But you have qualify that point. With we were in Perth and there's actually no good guests in Perth. So that was the problem.
So we had to...
There's no interesting people in Perth. City of 2 million.
Yeah.
What are we going to get Basil Zemplis?
Yeah, you get Basil Zemplis.
Who the fuck is Basil Zemplis?
You don't know him?
No. You shitting me?
He was like this fucking radio dipshit that pivoted into, he's now the Lord Mayor of Perth, I believe.
Oh.
And he's the giant fucking like lanky freak with a big nose. So he's basically me if I was a politician.
I don't know much about him, like the start of his career, but he's, to me, he's one of the most famous people in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, but maybe that's because I'm from Perth. Yeah, like, I don't know if he's actually...
I think Brett was maybe telling me about him. What he... Did he used to host a night or something like that or host a...
No. He was like a sports journalist or a footy journalist and he read some news and he has a big nose and he...
You'd see him in nightclubs. Like even when he was like, you know, pivoting into politics, you'd still see him like fucking...
I don't know what I can say. Around. I don't know what I can say legally here, but he had a bit of a rep for getting into the back.
Getting in on the anti-inflammatories.
Oh, really? Someone who knows about footy.
I think he's Wayne Carey's supply.
And loves being on the bags, not into politics in Perth. What a surprise.
Imagine that.
This is wild.
You would know him if you saw him. You'd be like, that dude's been sportscasting for years. Doing the Olympics for Channel 7 and all this. But anyways, he would have been huge get in Perth. Yeah.
Good on him.
You should have tried. And it would have absolutely... pissed him off that you had no idea who he was too. Mm. So you should have done it.
Yeah,
you guys really flew the coop. You guys could have been the next Basil Zemplis, but you retreated to the bigger cities and
we'd screwed up.
You know, how do your families feel about that?
Not good.
You fucking left the town of showbiz.
Disappointed.
I reckon it's got to be tempting to just stay in a town like that and do every corporate.
Yeah.
Like that would be a good living.
Because you clean up.
Wait, wasn't that pretty much your life for 5 years now that I think about it?
I mean, I was getting a ton of corporates, but then, you know, like...
But then what about between corporates?
But then I started to get eclipsed by all the musical acts over there and, you know, people like Variety.
That's bullshit.
I'm just up there, you know, slinging gags.
Plus, it would have eroded on you mentally.
Yeah.
Like... You know, I just watched this documentary.
Just living
that was
in Perth.
Crazy. Yeah. We're just doing gigs there and doing corporates. And
how long can you live in Perth before you lose your mind?
Oh, man. It's like you're one of those people.
It's just a countdown.
Yeah, right? I should say, we got plenty of Perth listeners, and they're all great people. Yeah. And they were coming
to gigs. No, this isn't about
little
Perth.
A little bit fucking
it's
crazy.
It's about doing comedy in Perth. This is about doing comedy there.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and this is about doing corporates as well. Like, corporates are the worst thing you could do in Melbourne.
Right.
Or the worst thing you could do in Sydney, let alone doing them in Perth. It's a next level. It would affect your brain. You're like, am I a performer anymore? Am I an artist?
Right.
They're generally not that enjoyable. Like, I have two booked right now. They're a month away and I'm shitting myself. Like, yeah, I'm going to have a bad month just thinking about them.
No, but you'll also make a shit ton of cash and then you'll just have no self-esteem at the end of it.
You know? And once it's over, I'm like, okay, the rebuild begins. But in the meantime, it's a weird feeling of like knowing, even though right now I feel like I'm perfectly fine, like as a person and a comedian, I'm like, hey, I'm fine. Yeah. But I know that when that happens, I'll feel smaller as a person and like shit as a man.
Yeah.
It's the what they don't tell you is your ego just deflates to nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the classic. You know, it's a cliche, take the money and run gigs where you're just purely there for the paycheck. There's no craft to it, you know, you're just like putting out the shit that, and the crowd work, right? Like you go, who's the personality here at, Vandalay Industries or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you just got to shit on Jono from accounts and they go nuts.
Well, that's generally the only way to play it is you just talk to them for the full half hour.
Yeah.
And then if you can squeeze a joke in, great, just to say you did. But generally, they don't want to hear your material at all. They just want you to shit on Joe from accounts.
Yeah. But then you pivot to, so Uber's weird, and they're like, what the fuck?
And they're like, why the fuck is he talking about Uber? I don't even know this guy.
I mean, dude, I could tell corporate gig horror stories for an hour. Like, we could do a whole podcast dedicated to it.
Yeah, man.
If you want to do that now, I can just step out.
We could all share. We could try and top each other.
Well, Masters, you come here. You're running some good gigs and stuff. But would you ever retreat back to Perth? Do you think?
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. I would, because the thing is, right? You can have a house there, like a nice house, for about half the price.
Yeah.
Or maybe less.
Yeah.
And then you can also like live near the beach and the weather's sick and like honestly the lifestyle is really tempting. Every time I go back I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
Well, Mike was staying at this place near the beach and it was like crazy. I was like, this is the most beautiful beach I'd ever seen.
It was
Coddle's like, every time I go there, I'm like, this is crazy. And they're like, man, you've got to go 20 minutes some way.
Yeah. And it's got
something
that,
fucking crazy.
It's also got that Gold Coast thing of like insanely hot women with like the worst looking dudes you've ever seen in your life. Like,
that is actually really upsetting.
Yeah.
I saw that on the train last night and I was obsessed with it. I was like, I don't, how's this happen? This is bullshit. I should say something.
Yeah.
But no,
are you guys going to start some kind of protesting? Like ugly dudes are going with hot women?
I just feel like standing up and just going, no, lady, you can do better. This guy sucks. Don't you? You're like a 10.
Even though I'm sure people have looked at me and my partner and probably had the same thoughts. So,
I don't know. I don't think it's the ugliness of the dude.
What is it?
I think it's the interesting part of it. Because sometimes I'm like, why have I been with so many, you know, beautiful women?
Yeah, right? I've thought that.
Why me?
For the listeners, he did.
Why Kappa?
Yeah. For the listener, like, he did finger quotes when he said beautiful.
Yeah. No, I did not. and then I would think, it's because they have been with like handsome guys before or ugly guys that have been rich and they've been like, this is fucking boring.
Right.
Like, you know, this is fucking boring. Because I've said to them, I'm like, why are you with me? Sat them down.
No, because honestly, women, I think, really take personality into account when they're deciding if they're attracted to someone.
Yeah.
And they're better people than us. Like, we really struggle to get past visual as men, right? But women, they genuinely take that into account. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for someone with a great personality. We're just not. We're just looking for someone hot, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
But women, they'll, like, honestly fall in love with a personality.
It's absolutely stupid.
So thank God to all the women out there, it's like just banging us hideous pieces of shit.
Thank God for you. You know, there wouldn't be any more kids in the world, really, because there's not many handsome dudes out there. Or if there's a handsome dude, they're fucked. They're the fucking worst person on the planet, you know?
Handsome dudes? No.
Anyway, we better get into the podcast. Fuck, we've had one whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're just telling the difference between males and females.
Yeah. Well, that's, actually, there might be a bit in that.
Yeah, they are different.
Cats and dogs are different. Fucking airplane food's bad.
Yeah, they're different.
Uber's weird. I said that before. What else?
What if
Star Wars was a porno?
Whoa, let's shit on Perth. That's a fucking new angle. And that's the thing, when
you go to Melbourne, right, you're sort of in this bubble where they sneer at every other city, right? But particularly, I feel like Perth, right? Then you go to Perth and like I was like hanging out with my mate last time I was there. He's got this massive house that he owns and it's like – and this like giant backyard and a family and it's all right near the beach. I'm just like, man – why am I sneering at this? This is the best. His life rules. Yeah. And I don't know anyone in Melbourne who lives like this. And I'm like, what? Yeah, this is – so in answer to your question, yeah, I would go back if it ever made sense.
Man, because, I always go to these places and, like, the first 3 days, I'm like, I'm moving to Perth.
Yeah.
I'm moving to Perth. I went to Brisbane recently. I'm like, I'm fucking moving to Brisbane.
Yeah. Brisbane would be the same.
But then Melbourne just makes you such a snob. You get, like a coffee that's $8 and it's huge. Mm. It's the hottest thing you've ever drank in your life and the sweetest thing
like you've
ever had in your
life.
That sounds great. Yeah. You're like, this sucks.
Tons of froth on it.
Paid $25 for a fucking burger and you're like, this, and it sucks. You know what I mean? Like you can pay $15 for a burger in Melbourne and it rules.
Yeah, that is true.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's only those little things where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pay $1 million more for a house and that is a small box.
And that does make me laugh though, like people in Melbourne, they're like, oh man, how could you live in Perth where the coffee isn't even that good? And they like live in a share house with five fucking unwashed hippies. And they're like, yeah, imagine living in Perth with expensive burgers. That'd be awful.
I love having a Makona while looking over my fucking Cottesloe apartment. You know what I mean? Like watching the waves crash.
Yeah, it's like, God, how do I do it? I'm such a trooper.
All right. If there is any first time listeners, the concept of the podcast is we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. And then we'll get around to some hacks at the end, possibly.
Yes.
And then because the last episode we did was in Perth, and it was just the two of us, we didn't do any hacks, did we?
No, we're a bit worn out. We'd just done some crazy gigs and I couldn't wait to get out of there, to be honest.
Dude, this is like, we're straight back into shitting on Perth.
No, I just couldn't.
You're so inconsistent. You're like, I want to move here. I could not wait to get out.
Oh, man. Well, that's why I had such a good time there. I was fucking hungover.
I just wanted to get home,
you know. I have too good a time at those places.
Yeah.
You know? I actually had a night out in Brisbane with Brett Blake and Nick Carr.
Oof.
And it was brutal. Gross. We started drinking. You know when you have those afternoon ones?
Yeah.
I hadn't had it in ages. You know where that scent is in the air?
Yeah.
You sit down at the table.
Yeah.
Someone buys the first round. You're like, this is going to be wild.
Honestly, if I'm with Brett, there doesn't need to be a scent in the air. He's all I need. When he gets rounds, he'll get you like three beers at a time. Have you ever been to the footy with him?
No. I don't want to go with the footy with both of you. Like that would be.
Dude, it's fun.
I have been to the footy with him. Sorry.
Most people, like when they go to the bar at the footy to get around, they'll come back with a beer for you. Right?
Yes.
You're like, oh, great. You know, he will come back with 8 beers for you and him. And you're just like, oh, okay, so that's your round. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it mid-strength at the footy? Don't they?
It sucks, man.
Treat your people like babies.
I think at Amy, though, because I had a big sporting day last night. I went to watch Raiders versus Storm.
Yeah.
And I think they had full strength at Amy Park. I think.
I'm pretty sure you can get full strength at the MCG because they say if it's mid-strength. So I assume the ones that don't say that about are full strength. But I don't know. Like you might buy into like the conspiracy that it's actually watered down or something. It could be. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. Man, it was crazy though. Masters and I went last night. Mm. After half time, you can only buy 2 beers. Not allowed to buy 4.
They do baby you a bit.
Huh?
It's like for some reason, because you're at a footy stadium, you can't make your own decisions anymore. Yeah. For some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's something about what stadiums getting set on fire or people carrying shit in there. Or
just one too many clips of people fighting at the footy were released and they just went. Yeah.
Well, that's the best clips. I mean, if the game sucks, you just punch on.
Yeah, right? I guess so.
Yeah.
Man, the States would be nuts, right? Do they have a drinking limit there?
No, they don't have a drinking limit at all. And people are like drinking out of yard glasses and stuff and just getting wildly fucked up. And then it's just like every shitty NFL game, you're like, well, at least there's going to be a bunch of viral clips of them beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, right.
Because all it takes, even at baseball games, you wear the wrong hat.
Yeah.
And then you'll just get like a whole section of people just fucking bullying you the whole time.
What's sports violence like over there? Like, would you get beat up for wearing the wrong colors there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, depending on the rivalry. Like, if you wore a Red Sox hat to a Yankees game, you're just.
If you're Mikey, you get beat up not even wearing colors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a nerd.
They just go, oh, look at this chicken leg fuck.
Yeah. I wore a pair of short shorts. And, fuck, well, the Forrest Gump thing really hurt his feelings because he's calling back to the chicken legs.
No, I just thought I'd fucking throw one in there. You know, I'm allowed to edge one in there every now and then.
Fly back across the bow.
I've been hurting his feelings a bit lately.
I haven't.
He's very fragile.
Yeah, I'm impenetrable.
You're lashing out.
No. I love lashing out every now and then. I got to keep you on your toes.
Oh, yeah. You know, what a jerk I'm being, you know, give you my expensive whiskey and fucking...
Actually, I'm running low.
You guys, fill it up, honestly.
Oh, seriously?
Because we're going out after this. Okay.
How does that work with the recording?
So, Capper and I will chat and then...
You just hear a clunk, clunk.
And just go over to the whiskey table there. Or Capper, you can, you know, either one of you.
All right. Is Elijah Craig okay? I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah.
What was Master's question? Violence at the...
I want to come back to this. Hang on, I'm just going to pour a massive whiskey that's expensive.
Violence in sports in the States, I mean, I don't know if anyone's told you guys, but violence happens in America. You know?
Whoa! You've heard it first.
It's actually fucking known to happen over there.
Whoa, so, god damn.
Not so much if you're wearing the wrong colors, just if you are the wrong color. No.
okay, all right.
Okay, here
we go. Jesus. Someone has been beat up a fair bit.
Because I remember, one time I was in Boston in 2008.
Yeah.
And the Celtics won the championship.
Yeah.
And the city went insane. There was like army people firing rubber bullets into the crowds because there was riots.
So yeah,
so that's violence, but it wasn't against anything specific. They were just like partying real hard.
So that's known to happen where the city who wins a championship, if it's in the city, they'll just burn their city to the ground.
Yeah,
it's like it happened when the Lakers won. I mean. When I was in St. Louis, when the Cardinals won the World Series, just chaos on the fucking streets. Like people just looting and it was like insane to be there for it.
Yeah.
But also like, aren't we meant to be celebrating, you know?
Right. And so that made no sense to me, the Boston one. But the one that made more sense to me, but it was still wild, was I lived in Vancouver when they lost the Stanley Cup to the Bruins in, I don't know, 2012 or something. And that was like way crazier. They were tearing apart city blocks. There was looting. Every shop window was smashed. One guy, like there were cars on fire everywhere. Yeah. Cars on fire. There were tanks. And one guy came by and said, do you want any of these shirts? Because he just looted Sears. I don't know if they're my size. I don't know.
Is that where that classic photo comes up from the couple like making
kissing.
Out? Kissing with the riot going on in the background?
And you know that guy, he's Australian and he told the media he was a comedian. So everyone wanted to know if it was me.
Yeah, right.
Because I was the only actual active Australian comedian in Vancouver at the time. So I got a lot of messages about that.
Oh, shit.
But
and you're like, I don't kiss chicks.
I was chicks, gross.
I'd rather kiss a burning car, to be honest.
Yeah.
Man, that is wild. Yeah. It's crazy that humans went from evolution to like, you know what I mean? Like fighting over land. Fighting over territory, and then to just burning cars and shit just because your footy team won or whatever.
It's pure caveman.
It's fully fucking
I reckon like it's because like we're supposed to or we're like, you know like how like as humans we kind of have to go to war like just to feel like we've got a purpose.
Yeah, that's
true. I honestly think like that's in our DNA.
Yeah.
So we don't have that anymore. There's like, or we do a bit in Ukraine and stuff, but we don't have it much in our society. So we just pour all those emotions into sport and that's our new war. It's just like vicariously through a team.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, I have like full you know, because I'm fucking 40 this year. I'm feeling like, you guys probably had this as well. Yeah. You have full moments of like just, oh my God, I'm old. Like when you want to wear a brand name sometimes, you're like, oh wow, that Nike shirt, that kind of looks cool. Maybe I should wear that. Mm. Like maybe I should believe in something.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, you're fucking old and you've ran out of options. You don't believe in anything.
That brand name thing is a harsh realization. Yeah. I wore like a Vans t-shirt and then like the club runner of a gig in Sydney was like, how old are you?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's depressing. I bought a basketball jersey. Yeah. And I realize I look like an absolute gimp with it on because I'm too old for it. Like, it's the kind that's a 20-year-old's game.
I'll put it out there. Any grown man that wears a basketball jersey looks like a gimp.
Don't you reckon like a guy in shape who's like 20 to the with gym, a basketball jersey?
To the gym, maybe, but fucking some dude. And like, I know we have friends that do it, you know, Brett aforementioned, and you know, like,
He doesn't do it anymore. I think he's had put on a few kilos.
Oh.
So you don't see the basketball rolls? Version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You never see it come out anymore.
If the rolls go high enough where they're like pit high rolls, then you can see it through the basketball jersey. But if I see a dude in a basketball jersey, I'm like, he probably smells bad. Like you can fucking guarantee that they smell as a person.
Oh, they 100% smell. But they have no idea how goofy they look though, you know? Like I think they all think they look like Michael Jordan, but they all look like flabby white losers.
Yeah.
And they're, oh God, yeah, it's a terrible look. And I, as soon as I took it home, I was like, I'm only wearing this to bed. This is, I can't go out in this.
Yeah. When things become bed shirts, you're like, fuck. How's this, right? I got a flight back from Cairns last week. A guy gets on the plane and he's full hippie. Like he's got the full, got this weird, he's got the big dreads and the big bun, but he's also got this, you know, like a caftan, like it's a V, like a big V at the front. So you could basically see his whole front. You could basically see his whole front.
Right.
Like a V, you know, like Mortal Kombat style thing, but instead the middle's cut out of it. So you could just basically see, had his shirt off except for little sleeves.
What kind of rig are we talking? He
was kind of skinny. No, he wasn't doughy.
Skinny, so like hippie, skinny.
Skinny, tall. And I was sitting across the aisle from him.
A man skank.
And he stunk. Like he stunk real bad. Like I could smell it. I felt sorry for the people near. I was like, fuck, BO is, it's awful. Like it was non-shower. Like rebelling against the shower. And I'm fine with that. I was like, you know what?
Well, you used to be a smelly man. You're not anymore. But
what changed?
Oh, sometimes.
Caitlin.
Caitlin, yeah.
Yeah, but also exercising. I think exercising, so looking after yourself.
Exercising more made you stink less.
You just sweat. Because I still sweat sometimes. It's real bad.
Yeah.
But it's not like when you exercise and you eat better, it doesn't stink as bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It fucking... Jeez.
Well, I mean, I think your hygiene just got better because
Oh, it's way better because you got to share your existence with someone else.
But these dudes wear their stink like pride, you know, like they think the stinkier they are, the more earthy and fucking.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I
don't really know who you're talking about. Who are these people?
Hippies, like fucking men skanks.
No, but that's why I was like, oh look, I respect this guy's way of life, even though he stinks. Whatever. Yeah. He's fucking...
I live in the southeast. I don't come across these people.
It was on a flight back from Cairns. You know what I mean? There's a lot of hippies there.
Fair enough.
Get this right. Pulls out the most expensive set of headphones I've ever seen.
Right.
Throws those on.
Yeah.
Then, when the meal lady comes around, gets a chicken wrap and a Schweppes lemonade. And I'm like, fuck you, buddy.
So he's got the money to not stink.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, why are you putting all these people, like, if you believe in no showers, fucking go against Schweppes.
Yeah.
You know, like, go against chicken wraps.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So, like, ethically a little bit up and down.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But I also think maybe it comes from wealth because a lot of these, like, stinky hippies have rich parents, you know, and this is them rebelling against them through their punching.
We know a few of those in comedy, actually.
Oh, there's plenty in comedy.
Yeah.
And there's a dude I used to live with, this German dude, who's like, dad is insanely wealthy, but now he like runs a scooter shop in Vietnam and like fucking just like has been living like that for years and years. But it's just like the wealth is there if you wish to access it, but he'd rather just rebel against his parents by just being a disgusting piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be nice knowing you can do all that shit, but you can still come back to Australia and be a millionaire whenever you get sick of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I had a bit about, because I argued with my dad once about something, and I, you know, dissed him in the comedy, you know what I mean? Like, here's what my dad said, and here's what I say about it. You know what I mean? And I felt guilty forever because I'm like, this dude sponsored me for the first 35 years of my life.
Yeah,
up until 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, and I just had this huge moment of self-reflection, like, what the fuck? Like, why am I whinging about this guy that fucking helped me out all this time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck, we should get into the phones.
Oh, yeah, let's get into the phones.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, okay.
This podcast.
We got this whiskey. We're getting all in depth.
Yeah.
Let me talk about race now. Anyway, guys, respect your parents.
Black Lives Matter,
yes.
So true. I've always said that. I
and
said
look
that
after
way
your health,
before.
Otherwise,
it.
You'll stink, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to be a stinking hippie, don't listen to expensive headphones. Don't drink lemonade, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going in.
Oh, plain lemonade. Plain lemonade, chicken wrap. That's like $20 right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But and they got it in ethically abominable. Like that chicken was probably in a cage or.
Yeah.
And that plastic was probably.
A little plastic packet.
In a cage. Yeah.
I was embroiled in rage. That's how also, you know, turning 40. When something
rage.
Like that, he's just like, fuck this cunt, holding us to the mercy of his BO and he fucking.
Well, that's
Brinky
it. Having BO on,
fuck.
Like, in travel is also insanely selfish and fucked up. Mm. So, yeah.
I can't remember the last time I was embroiled in rage.
I decided to balance things out, and I told the airline hostess that she was hot.
Hell yeah.
And, nice. You know, really balanced things out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's cool, man.
Gave her a wink.
I bet she was stoked.
She was stoked. Yeah. She was like, man, this has made it all worth it.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Knowing that an ugly but interesting guy is winking at me.
Yeah.
And
she probably didn't even see the ugly. She probably just saw the personality.
She saw my. You know what? Yeah. It's cool to have a guy with a hot personality.
Yeah, classic 10. Just like, oh my God, I love this flabby guy with an awesome personality.
Oh, man.
Objectifying.
Oh man, actually, we should say something about this. This is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I got through my labor hire job or whatever, they've asked me if I want to do more work, like have a kind of a full-time job with something. And I said, oh, I can't really.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tell them I do comedy, so I just said, oh, I do podcasts.
Mm.
And the lady's like, oh, what podcasts do you do? And I said, oh, no, you don't want to listen to it. It's horrible. Yeah. We go through each other's phones. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, that sounds interesting. Can I listen to it? And I was like, yeah, all right. It's a phone hacks podcast. Anyway, did not receive a call back about the job.
what was the job? You don't want to say what
it was. It was picking up scooters or something. You know, those electric scooters.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, still have her contact details?
Yeah.
You should get her on as a guest.
Bro. Yeah.
That's what you think?
Let's send her a message as a hack.
Yeah.
Just, did you listen to an app? Like, I want to know what you think and, you know, let me know.
I've got a hot personality.
Yeah.
You know?
You're also a hot guy. You know, you're selling yourself short. I feel like, you know, you're interesting and hot.
No. I see myself from the side.
Oh, God. Yeah, you gotta stop
front
doing
on, I'm okay. Side on, four.
Yeah, because, like, you spend all your time obsessed with front on. Like, you look in the mirror, you're like, this is what people see. And then you see yourself in profile and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fuck. I got, like, four chins and, fuck that.
Oh, the worst is the clubs that insist on sending you 100 photos after a gig.
Oh,
and you're like, I don't want to see all these candid shots.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is not great. Especially with a spotlight just fucking frying your retina. we said the concept before, and Masters, you wouldn't have draft tweets. Are you even on there?
Yeah, I like sort of, man. Like, I got that.
Okay.
But I don't tweet, but I've got like ideas.
Well, that's it.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Just ignore all of the dot points in this thing.
Well, we'll spin the wheel each time, and like I said, it might not even land on.
Did
that
it land on draft? Okay, so I've got them ready to go if you need them.
Great. So we'll hand our phones to the left. Capper, you'll get my phone. Masters, you'll get Capper's phone, which isn't the Oppo that I used to rock.
No.
And if you're trying to join the Facebook group, still say Oppo.
Yeah.
Capper's crappy phone brand. We've got a ton of new people in there recently.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't know. We've hit a real, because we hit a real purple patch besides the last episode.
With just us two?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it.
I think it's
I listened to it. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
I don't have any basis for comparison.
That's the greatest review we could ever get.
No, it was completely fine. I listened to the whole thing and I didn't.
Man, I totally agree. This much says you're a good friend. You know what I mean?
I'll write that down if you want.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll change the name to the Fine Hacks.
The Fine Hacks.
I got bad news, guys. These tweets fucking suck.
Oh, well, they might not even land on that.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah.
So I'll spin it, and then Capper will go through. And my phone. Oh fuck! Where's the music? There she is. Capper in my phone is going through camera roll. Okay, and I just got off a plane from Perth, and I have no idea really what's in here. Yeah. Fucking have at it, dude.
All right, really?
We haven't recorded in a couple weeks, so there could be a lot of screenshots and incriminating.
Yeah, Jesus.
Content. What do you got? All right, Capper's going through the camera roll.
Okay. There's some stuff here. There's one of a. There's one that's fucking funny. This is actually really funny.
Yeah.
There's a comedian that goes. Melbourne comedians, I'm in town.
Yeah.
From these days to these days. Keen to do a few gigs if you'll have me. Yeah. Cheers.
Yeah.
So and it's just like it's not done on a poster or anything. It's just done as one of those like written updates.
Imagine a guy trying to do something in comedy and putting himself out there. What a fucking loser.
I mean, you've hit the nail on the head.
No, that's good shit.
This is funny to me because then jokingly room runners were tagging each other in the post, so this guy would ask them for gigs, and it was backfiring.
Ironically?
I think. And then they would get, and one of the room runners is in Perth, and so I was over there, and so I sent it to him. But that he tagged a room runner in Melbourne, and then it backfired on him because then he started getting hit up for the gigs. So, the joke is that, fucking room runners being dicks, but now the true dick is me.
Man, that is a wild... Because I don't think that guy's been back to Melbourne in 10 years.
Well, you could give it as much context
as
possible.
Can you show me the photo? I want to see who the guy is. Do I know this guy?
I don't know if Masters would know this guy.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do. And don't say, don't reveal anymore. You 100%.
Oh, no. Yeah, that guy.
That's great.
Now I get why all the irony and shit.
All right, move on.
Now, also, it's got...
that guy.
It's got a comedy club photo, and did a guy propose?
There's a open mic comedy club in Perth, and quite a good club. I did it, a couple weeks ago when I was there.
What's it called?
Experimental Comedy Club.
Xavier's one?
Yeah, it's in the back of this convenience store. And it's kind of cool. You go through like a fake fridge to get into this club area on the back.
Oh, wow.
And then so I was looking up the address of the gig and it's got like the Google photos or whatever. And one of the photos is this guy proposing. And then I put it in a group chat like saying, proposing at a Perth open mic is sadder than anything Ernest Hemingway ever came up with, you know? Like, baby shoes for sale never worn or whatever. Like, that's a sadder sentence. And then I was going to post about it, put it in the stories, maybe with that gag. But then I asked the room runner and he goes, oh, yeah, that guy's a UFC fighter that's, like, won all these titles in Perth and WA. And then me being a little bitch, I was like, well, I'm not going to shit on this guy in a public forum. But... proposing at an open mic in Perth, fucking wild.
Yeah. Only a UFC fighter can do that, and everyone's like, cool. That's fine. Yeah, cool, brother. Yeah, no, that's a good...
Do you think, though, that if you don't have anything to do with comedy, you might think that's a really interesting, cool thing to do?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, it's hard to be objective now, but, like, to us, like, it's hilariously shit. Yeah. But maybe to, like, a non-comedian, they're like, oh, yeah, do it in front of all these people. It'd be so cool.
It's a spectacle.
And also, UFC fighters probably dumb as fuck.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's just hope this doesn't get back to him because, you know. But it's also, I should say.
No, come at me. You know, if you're listening, come at me, bro.
But, I mean, yeah, MMA fighter, whatever the fuck. Like, yeah. Surely there's bigger events you could propose to than to 15 people at an open mic on a Tuesday night, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Surely, I mean, I guess it would then he's in fighting mode or whatever the fuck. But
you know what? I love whatever he does, and I think it's great.
You know, it'd be really romantic if he proposed after one of his fights.
Yeah.
His face all fucked up.
You'd want to win, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd want to win.
You don't want to propose after losing.
No, you wouldn't want to have to roll off the mat and go, sorry, I prepared this moment.
Yeah, he's just fucking bloody.
We're going ahead with it.
Yeah, if he loses, she says no, you know, but he can't hear it anyways because his cauliflower ears fucking.
And she walks off hand in hand with the guy that just shit mixed him.
He just can't speak. This is really funny.
All right. Don't burn through too much. Keeping in mind, we're backing up a lot of episodes this week. So what do you got?
It's, I don't know, man, were you just putting this up so you could buy tickets to it? It's a night at the Whopera.
No, that's not real.
Oh, fuck. Sick. See, show me. I should qualify this by saying we have listeners who work at this comedy club, but one of the events they're putting on is called the Night at the Whopera, and it's an Italian Greek comedy night.
You've got it in there because you obviously sending it to your partner, going, "Oh, we want to get
tickets. Let's get in before it sells out." She loves the
Whopera
wog comedy.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Throw in some fucking oil and spaghetti puns and we're fucking ready.
Oh, man.
Go,
a Night of the Whopera is beautiful. That is fucking great. I love it.
Yeah. I wonder if they stick with the opera motif or if they just forget about it and just do comedy.
It looks like because they do characters in the show and it looks like they don't really stick with it at all because one of the characters is what's her face? Who's the climate change girl?
Oh, really? Greta Thunberg. Oh,
yeah, one of the characters.
The Perth one?
Yeah, yeah. No. The Greta Thunberg.
Oh, Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I actually want to see this now.
You know that Perth climate change girl that would keep walking around in lingerie with blood on her and stuff? She moved to Melbourne, right? I don't actually know her name.
I don't know who this is.
Well, she kept popping up on my news app.
What? Why is that, James? Does the algorithm know that you like?
Yeah, the algorithm knows I like chicks covered in blood. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? She kind of made a name for herself for showing up at supermarkets and just throwing blood and filming it all and putting it on kids put shit on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, right.
There's no ringing a bell with anyone.
No.
Maybe. Does her name start with a K?
I don't know what her name is, but I saw a lot of her a few months back. Apparently she moved to Melbourne, but she was banned from every pub in Perth.
Right.
And so she decided to, a quick Google would bring it up, I reckon.
Man, that's quite crazy.
So yeah, she's not.
Yeah, man, I can tell you.
She's not in Night at the Whopera. That's
man, that's a fine story.
I'm glad we went there. And I'm sad that she's not at the Night at the Whopera.
All right, well, let's go through my phone.
Capper's phone. Masters is going through. Wheel is spinning, and it is. Camera roll again.
Camera roll. Mate.
The man loves a.
I don't know if there's going to be anything good here, but. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, you're not screenshotting so much these days.
You're right. There's nothing good here. So, all right, here we go. was this left for me? Thank you, Nick. I have a clogged vein in my testicle.
Oh.
Was that meant to be?
No. That wasn't meant. I just posted that actually.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it weird? Like you just fucking it's so bad. I actually, this is quite shameful. A guy sent me a message, and I've got a few of these messages.
Yeah.
Like, ever since they're like, people are like, man, fucking thanks for talking about cancer. I had fucking something wrong with
Oh, so this testicle. Is like, this isn't like, this yeah. is a serious, oh, shit, okay.
So, yeah, some guy was like, oh, I had something wrong with my testicle.
Yeah, right.
And then I heard you talk about it, and usually I ignore it, but then I fucking went and did it.
So you helped someone seek help for a medical issue.
Yeah.
And it's now worked out well.
Yeah, it's worked out. I've had like, look, I don't want to brag or anything, but I've had like four of these messages.
Sounds like you,
I thought you'd get more even.
Sounds like you want to brag.
Yeah, but people are like, oh my God. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks for talking about it. I would have ignored it. And now.
No, that's really cool, man, that you did that. But no, there's a little part of me thinking like you purposely to screenshot of this so we could talk about how great you are. But also we are now, so
oh, man,
you won.
I had a, do you know what? I had a moral conundrum in my head because I do this podcast.
Right? Yeah.
Because I was like, the whole, like, and but I was thinking about it, and this podcast has taken me on the weirdest journey ever.
Yeah.
Because I went from like, you went from not giving a fuck about social media.
Uh-huh.
I went from giving a fuck about social media.
It's flipped. Yeah.
And then now I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah. Right.
And now you give a fuck.
Yeah. More.
You give a fuck, yeah, a fair bit, which is weird. And then now it went to me actually posting a serious, like, couple of serious posts.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
But these are so good altruistic things. You're the Nut King of Melbourne or whatever you've crowned yourself, you know? And, like,
and even then I had to make it as funny as possible. Like I was like, oh, you know. But
your phone locked.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So.
I mean, I get guys messaging me about their balls, but it's completely different.
They're like, man, thanks for coming out, being a, what is it, Sri Lankan Jew. You know, I never knew we could make it in the media.
If there's any other Sri Lankan Jews, you know, come out of the woodwork, because I'm yet to meet one that's not one of my siblings.
Well, what do you have? You got something wrong with your ankle at the moment. You should speak about that.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. If you have tendonitis in your foot, you know.
Empower men to come out with sore ankles.
Sore ankles. With dweeby little ankles.
Listen, man, I got dweeby little legs. Thanks for coming out about it.
You're obsessed with my little legs.
Man, because someone wrote in the fucking in the chat group.
You don't get what that's from? We talked about it on the last episode. I said, when people comment on shit on Facebook, I don't give a shit if it's boomers saying,
yeah.
And so, and I go, yeah, but when they drill down to your insecurities,
and
they say, oh, what's up with Mike G's weird little legs? So I gave them that insult.
Yeah, I know.
And then it's come full circle and you're fucking just running.
I'm loving it. Okay. It was so funny. Yeah. I was in stitches. Anyway, sorry.
The best stuff here is, like, just screenshotted conversations.
Oh, right.
I had another dream about Jack Druce. He was offering me Druce.
Yeah.
Is that Druce juice?
Yeah, there's some vodka or something called Druce.
Yeah.
And this guy randomly messaged me and said, hey, mate, I had a dream about Jack Druce last night.
Yeah.
And he was offering me Druce.
Yeah.
It's like cognac or some shit, I think.
Yeah, I don't feel like that. Yeah. That's real. Like, I don't think your brain would make that connection.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why would Jack Druce offer you? Anyway.
Anyway, he knows nothing about fine liquor. You know, Kenny, he drinks VB. It's horrible.
You're lying. He looks like a man who just want to talk to Kappa.
Yeah.
He looks like a man that drinks milk.
Yeah. Just milk. Yeah. Druce is a man of.
Yeah, he would drink milk.
Yeah, just milk. Yeah. When he used to eat lentils all the time. Just lentils.
Of course he did.
And I was like, God,
I love that
this
guy.
This is so Druce.
I want to be more like Jack Druce and less like me.
One more and then we got to move on because we have plans. Right. We all have to go.
Good call. All right. The other one is Mum Rock Hazy Triple IPA. Why did you take a photo of that and who did it go to?
Because it was a 12% beer.
Oh, really?
And I drank it and I was hammered.
Could you taste that it was a 12% beer?
Yeah, it was fucking.
You do notice after a certain point, you're like, this is heavy.
It's got that aftertaste of just pure alcohol. But
man, I'm scared I'm becoming an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
You said that to me last night.
I am. I'm scared.
Really?
Because I had this 12%.
Do you want another whiskey before we go?
Yeah, I would love another whiskey.
Go for it. Masters will dig up one more thing if you want to pour us both.
You want one?
Yeah, pour me a little bourbon. Maybe just a finger.
Please.
Oh, and he unplugged. I think he
I don't know. But don't forget old Jimmy here.
Yeah. And also, just do your levels again because Capra kicked your
one, two, three, check.
And we're back. Complete chaos. We haven't done a slightly boozy one in a while.
Yeah. I just figured you'd be half cut for every single one.
Nah, because we usually do like middle of the day or fucking.
All right.
I'm not a day drinker anymore. Can't do it.
Yeah, right.
I feel like that's for children. So one more thing in Capra's phone, if you find it.
There's actually like a lot of like good stuff, like to the point where I'm like, should I be talking about this?
Which one?
Someone's looking for some stage time. There's a gig in North Melbourne that might have you on. Yeah, what night? Voltaire Comedy. Who have you palmed off to Voltaire?
Oh, man, I fucking...
Oh, this is funny. This is actually very funny. So there's this dude I met in insert shit city here.
Perth.
No, I wasn't there. It was the other Perth.
Oh, Brisbane.
Anyway, I haven't seen this guy in like 10 years. And he said, hey, and I haven't heard... And I just went to Brisbane.
Yeah.
And I know all the comics there and I know everybody there and whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I haven't heard of this guy in fucking years.
You met him through comedy though, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey man, looking for some stage time. And he's like, I'm here Friday, Saturday, Sunday or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is a huge, like, to try and get a fucking spot on a weekend at last minute notice.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said, oh mate, you know, these are the nights that have sign-up nights.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just trying to kind of like, because I didn't want him to rock up and say, oh, this is what I'm doing or whatever. And
and
I haven't seen him in fucking 10 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just got a message from the booker of a room in North Melbourne. It's like, hey, man, this guy's dropping your name and he wants to get some stage time, and I'm like, oh, fuck, man, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that guy in 10 years. He could be fucked. And then my mate's like, you know, the booker's like, oh, man, fuck, as long as he's not racist or anything. And I was like, you never know, man. He's from fucking Brisbane. And he's like, fuck, I just gave him a spot. So maybe just tune into the Patreon to see how that guy went.
There's a lot of Easter eggs in this episode of people trying to figure out what comedians we're shitting on.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah.
They know what cities we're shitting on.
I reckon the one who posted publicly on a forum, you could figure that out with a bit of research.
Oh, we have plenty of sleuths out there. Just don't fucking sell us out for no reason. People love, you know.
That's a great call.
Yeah. Someone asked me about an episode recently and they're like, hey man, was that when were you guys complaining about this guy?
Yeah.
Because he's annoying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I did an entire mug-off episode bitching about a comic. We never said his name. And still, like, 2 years later, I get messages from people asking if it's this one guy.
I'm going to ask you as soon as we stop recording. Similar to your story, man, I had a guy from my high school and he was an absolute, he was like a bully in high school. One of the guys that no one fucked with and everyone was scared of. And he moved to Melbourne and he's like a tradie or something. And he's like, oh, and he messaged me and he's like, oh, I reckon I'd bloody be a hilarious comedian, Masters. And I'm like, oh, yeah, probably, man. Just trying not to piss him off. Still scared of him a bit. And he's like, yeah, where could I go do some comedy? I'm like, the last thing I need in my life right now is this guy going to every comedian, every comedy room, telling everybody he knows me. He is fucked. And so, yeah. So, like, every time he messages me now, I'm just trying to, like, just pour water, cold water on it as quickly as I can. Comedy's hard, man. Don't worry about it. Oh, what else have you been up to? Yeah. Just like, yeah, it's like, yeah. It's a really, like, potentially terrible situation.
Oh, man. It was so funny. I was talking to a booker and he said, man, this guy said that Goldstein's vouching for him. And I said, I don't know if Goldstein would be vouching for that guy.
Yeah.
But then I was like, if you put in that position, like, and we're ripping on you, we're like, fucking Goldstein's just going, yeah, it's all right. You can put me on. But then when you put in that position, you can't say no.
Yeah, you can say no.
You can't. Have you ever said no?
I've left on red before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's just like,
yeah, but
oh.
You know, that's not saying no.
Well,
I left this dude on red and he still fucking dropped me at some fucking...
Leaving him on red's as aggressive as I could get.
Yeah, man. It's a brutal thing.
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
I get angry at people taking me seriously. Like, if someone don't asks ever you drop
a,
my name.
If someone asks you a direct question and you leave it on red, that's like, you might as well just type fuck you because that's what you just said.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Quickly... Master's phone. We're going through. Lots of music. There it is. This one is search history. Search history.
Oh, okay. You can have a go. I actually don't know if I've got search history turned on.
Do you have the Google app on your phone?
I do, but have at it, but I actually don't know if it's on. I think I turned it off.
Right.
Because I'm dodgy.
All right. Well, there's a few things in here. Because
I'm dodgy. That's awesome.
It might
just be trending.
That's
stuff.
Just what's trending, which Antarctica doomsday glacier.
Big kids are trending? That's yeah, funny. Yeah.
Do you Safari at all? Do you search shit on your phone or not?
I would only use a Google app, to be honest. But you can have a go, but I think search history might not be functional. You might have to just spin the wheel.
Right. No, that's all right. What do you think? Should we go through notes or... You said draft tweets. We brought up draft tweets before.
I haven't... They could be... So if you go to my notes, I opened up a thing when you mentioned it that would be the closest, like ideas I've had, but they might not be. So, and I apologize in advance.
No, dude, fucking it's great. There's a shit ton of stuff here,
man. Because you're really good at finding fucking jokes, like really
maybe,
good.
Maybe once, but like. If I have an idea,
I like it
now.
Wasn't writing jokes, it was finding jokes.
No, finding jokes.
You're real good at ripping off
if
shit
I have an idea
internet.
Now, I don't really actually think I'm going to do it on stage necessarily. So I just kind of write it, then I get bored and I move on. So it might not make any sense.
That says, woke dad, problematic dad, in all caps.
Oh, yeah. You know that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Okay.
I thought that'd be a funny name for a
woke
for
dad,
a
problematic
show.
Dad?
For a show I'll never do. Woke dad, problematic.
That is pretty good. I like it.
Woke dad, problematic dad.
Yeah.
Man, they're both cool.
Yeah, man.
I get so sick of my mum sometimes. What about you, sir? Are you sick of my mum?
I think that was a bit of contrived crowd work I thought of doing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's really good.
I think you're being too complimentary.
No, I fucking would.
Thanks,
I love
man.
That.
Because that's the thing. I used to go, I got caught masturbating by my mum. Has anyone else been caught masturbating by... My mom.
Oh, there you go. So the exact same joke, basically, except yours is funny.
Man, the two kings of Perth speaking out. The osmosis
cut
there
from
is
the same
crazy,
cloth, clearly.
You
know?
At least I got fat doing what I loved, eating butter with a spoon.
That's not even
These
a joke.
These are all really good.
I don't know. I can't. Oh, fuck
sorry,
that.
I nearly did it.
No, did you? Actually?
No, I don't think I could.
Okay, all right. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
That's not great. You guys are being ridiculous.
No.
It's funny in and of itself. Like, just, I mean, I don't know if it would work on stage at all, but... Yeah, eating butter with a spoon is just a great image.
Well, we're trying out stuff at open mics. Like, we're working, a lot harder at it than you.
Imagine me, with a microphone in my hand going, at least I got fat doing what I loved, eating butter with a spoon. Oh, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Getting mad at the crowd.
Like, I think I've discussed it in the podcast. Well, man, one of the greatest top five moments of all time in stand-up comedy was seeing you on stage once and you did a bit that destroyed and then you went, ha, 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 fuck, that was good.
I would do that.
You crushed it. And it was, it like leveled the room even more. And I was like.
The confidence.
You went, oh, fuck, that was good.
What was the bit? Then, like, do you remember the era or the bit by any chance?
It was something about, I think it was about you going to Russia, I think.
Oh, really?
When you went to Russia or something.
He just wants the bit to come out. So
yeah,
like,
but
no, I don't
them.
Remember
Do you
that.
Know why? Do you know why you said that, though?
I think I said it because I was maybe like worried about maybe it was like a new bit.
Yeah.
What? Why? No,
well, you told me.
Really. Yeah. What did I
it's
say?
It's because Greg Fleet gave you the tag to put on the.
Oh end. Yeah, yeah. That's
and you
right.
you
yeah.
weren't congratulating yourself. You were congratulating him.
That is. Yeah.
But it looked
I know the bit.
You were just congratulating yourself. You were like, "Fuck, that was good." Yeah, yeah. And it was. Oh, yeah. Man, it was the best thing I've ever seen in stand-up comedy. It yeah. was so good because you delivered it in such a like. Fuck, I am good, and you got away with it. You know, it was oh, I was so good.
Yeah, no, I know that bit. Yeah, that was a good bit. Thanks, Greg, if you're listening.
One more, and then we'll just get into the hacks because, yeah, we are leaving people waiting at the pub right now. We're already late. Hey, fellas, a bit of life advice. Don't let anyone dull your sparkle. That's just good life advice. That's fun.
That's God dang. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I wrote that down at some point.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's little like cute things your daughter says and stuff. But yeah.
Probably I don't know if that's really.
Yeah. Everyone excuse me. Hey, excuse me. I'm feeling shy. That was.
Oh, yeah. She said that recently. Yeah, like made everyone stop what they were doing.
I would
like,
love to see you pivot in a cute dad comedy.
Yeah, well, that could be my future. But she like she claps. She's clapping to make everyone stop talking. She's like, hey, excuse me, everyone. And then like everyone stops. And there was like 10 people in the room. She goes, I'm feeling shy. It's really funny. Yeah. Maybe only 2. Yeah.
Man, I just love seeing an impenetrable man fucking just break down. Just like fuck. He's fuck. We
he's
found
vulnerable.
He found he's vulnerable. This is wild. This is wild
you got
to
me. Me
not calling you an obscenity now is fucking taking me all the strength I have. You know,
I just lost all masculine credit when this cat came and sat on my lap. Stroking it.
Yeah, no, man.
At least you can hang out with a cat for 2 hours without crying. Yeah. I'm fucked right
are
now.
Are you?
Oh, that's why you fuck. I was. Yeah. Wondering. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
No,
he's been crying this whole episode.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm also very emotional.
Because this episode was worse than fine, and that's why you were crying.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, no, I'm a very emotional man, and the episode really got me.
Do the hacks, we got to get out of here.
Yeah,
like,
we got to get out of here. Let's just do them next week. We'll do them next
week. Well, I mean, I can float one to Masters, and then we can go and do it at the pub.
Yeah.
And it's just a quick one. It's kind of like classic phone hack stuff. It's
go on.
A drawing of She-Hulk pouring water on her. On her muscular bosom. And I think she's very scantily clad and just big green rip She-Hulk animated. And then, he just puts that in the stories with like a wah wah wee wah or like a hachi machi.
Do you know what's great about this?
Yeah. Is that what?
Is that Masters still, he's one of the only people who still, and this only reason, you're the only guy I like the status of. Because you still use your personal Facebook in an ironic way.
Yeah.
And it would be great if you posted this on your personal Facebook.
Yeah. Just on my actual
feed. On the actual feed.
And what's the caption? Just, now this I like? Or
finally, a Marvel movie I can get into?
Finally
that.
A Marvel TV show for me.
That's so stupid, but I guess that's the point. Right? Finally, a Marvel movie I can get into. Oh God, I actually already feel bad for whoever likes that.
Mel, what about I'd go green for this or something like that?
I'd go.
She's making me blue or something like that.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. But
I don't know. Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. But man, that's fucking great.
All right, we'll figure it out at the pub. Yeah. Right, Capper and I.
That's going on the feed.
We'll double up on the hacks and. We got so many episodes to do before I go back to the States. Masters, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure, guys.
Get across Masters on the socials. I guess, you know, he's big
but
on
you
Facebook.
Run a good, you I run a couple of good gigs.
Yeah. I don't have anything to sell exactly. Don't worry about my socials. But
if you're
come
in Melbourne,
to a gig, though, like McKinnon.
Great.
Comedy at McKinnon. Comedy at, what else are I doing? Mitcham.
Belgrade?
If you're in Mitcham Hotel. That's once a month. Cameo Cinemas is once a month, and Classic Cinemas. There's monthly comedy at all those places. We always get like a good headliner come down. You might see me fumbling through those notes sometime if an MC drops out.
Yes.
And yeah.
An MC drops out and then you're going to hear, you know, at least I got fat doing what I love.
Yeah, and then finally you'll hear that gold spun on stage.
Yeah.
How lucky.
Yeah. All right, we got to make a move. Thank you guys. Sorry this episode's going to be a day late, but, you know, worth the wait. Masters, fantastic first-time guest. Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, and, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys on the next one.
Yeah, cheers. Right on.
Bye.